Hi, my name's Kevin, and I'm going to give a testimonial on how I came to do this frequency work with Kaya. It was, I believe, the beginning of 2018. The new year had passed, and I had been ruminating and stuck. Quite stuck for some time now. And Kaya, who I had known for some years, but from a distance, I had come into her life, and she had started to explain to me the work that she was doing. And when I asked her what exactly it is, if you could just break it down for me quickly, she said, "I collect your garbage. I'm a garbage collector. I unblock you." And I immediately looked at her and said, "I want to try that," and proceeded to do so about half an hour later. And it was the most wild thing that I had experienced in an incredibly long time. And the first feeling that hit me was exhaustion, and it was a later part in the evening after dinner, and I was there with her family, and I said, I gotta go home. I gotta go to bed. And on my way home, this exhaustion was growing. And when I got to my place, I could not find my keys to save my life. I had taken an Uber to her home, and I immediately called her and said, "I'm locked out of my house. Are my keys there?" And I returned back to her place, and my keys were not there. And to make a long story longer, I ended up staying at a house that I had sort of had a lot of connection to through Kaya, through family members, and I suppose I was avoiding it due to the circumstances of something we all went through with the loss of someone dear to us, and I found myself back there because that was the place that I was able to stay. And that night, I was locked into the bed that I was staying in, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't move. And I had a smell that was so familiar to me, so strong, and it overtook my entire body. And I was lying in that bed, and it immediately occurred to me with the feeling that I was feeling, and it was peace. Now, I basically put myself in crisis, self-prescribed crisis, for quite some time. The questions that always have haunted me throughout my life is, what do I want? Where should I be? What do I want? Where should I be? Meanwhile, I've had a wonderful career, being an artist, musician, and I became my own boss. I have a lot of people that I'm responsible for, and a lot of people that are responsible for me. And at this point, I realized, this is what peace feels like. The next morning, I awoke. I had found my keys. They were returned to me, and off I went. Now, at this point in Kaya's starting this work with her frequency, I was able to work with her because she was just starting out. And I continued to do so, and it really started to give me that new lease, that feeling of anything is possible. And I felt that feeling of returning home. And that's really how I describe it. And I think that's how other people are going to describe it as well. You get to go back home to yourself. And I came out swinging. You know, I'm a proclamation junkie. I like to say I'm going to do all these things, and this is how it's supposed to be. And I returned to my life with a new effort into making it all work. And over a period of a few months, that fell apart. because it wasn't sustainable anymore. And I did not enjoy who I was anymore. And this work was revealing truths that I had no idea that I was avoiding. Now, when I say that, I mean, I'm an addict in this life. I'm an addict to booze and cigarettes and times and good times. And I live the highs and lows, the mountains and the valleys. And there was nowhere to go after this. I had to sit still and evaluate what I was feeling because it was so strong. And I proceeded to do this frequency work over the next year. And the wonderful thing about it is you don't have to come in with a story, and you don't have to come in explaining what has happened to you or the victim aspect of everyone's a victim of a victim. It's just this work that clearly sees what your distortions are, where you've picked these up, where you've been influenced, and where you decided to go another direction than the truth. I found myself very much sustaining this peace feeling, and it wasn't to the beginning of this last year that I could see myself teetering back to where I've been. And my whole life, I've always felt things, and I could never turn it off. I could always feel what everyone was feeling, and I surround myself with so many people. So it led me to drinking a lot to numb that out, because it was too much at times. And I could feel everyone else coming back into my orbit. I could feel everybody's pain coming back into my orbit. And I fell off the horse. And it was a very, very difficult landing, because I had realized that I'd become addicted to doing this work just as much as I'd become addicted to other things in my life. I saw myself constantly saying, well, that's okay, because I'll go and I'll do this frequency work with Kai and I'll start again. That's okay, because I'll go do this frequency work with Kai and I'll start again. And my start agains had run out. So I stopped doing it. Kai advised me to find some time alone, but it wasn't possible. It wasn't going to happen. I was in the midst of doing a lot of work with others, and in my line of work, it's you're constantly moving. It's emotional pinball. You're traveling a lot, and I didn't have that option. And I could feel all of the confusion coming back into me. And I think the one thing I can say right out of the gates is I felt a lot of shame that I lost it, that feeling of finding myself. I felt guilty. I returned to the table of partying, since it's such a familiar place where I live, and I have so many loved ones that I live there with. And I don't know how to describe it as more than just saying that there was this underlying feeling of knowing that I was not on the right trajectory, the right path, I suppose. And rumination is something that I and many I know live in, because our life is a land of maybes. Consistency is something I had to let go of many years back. But what I tried to do when I felt all alone, because I did not work with Kaya, I tried to start to meditate a little bit, and I tried to start to find it on my own. And there were times where I did, and there were times where I hated what I saw. I hated what I felt. So when I returned recently, and this is very recent, and I worked with Kaya again, I had collected a lot of garbage once again. And I was quite frightened to do it. Frightened through embarrassment and frightened through what was I gonna see. And once that garbage was cleared, I was back to that moment of peace again. Now, I don't know how to quite say to you what this work does besides it does bring you back home. And I think we live in a heightened time of people explaining how we're supposed to feel and what we're supposed to be doing. And very much through these times of social media, we constantly see what people are describing we're supposed to feel when we're in certain areas, whether it's a lake, some trees. A lot of people want to tell you, and a lot of people are so happy that they can tell you. They have this power now. They have this microphone. They have this format where they can describe. And it's very alienating. And it's also a lot of woo-woo out there with the spiritual world where people mock it and judge it and don't want to be a part of it. But this is something that I just described to friends of mine. You should just try it. You don't have to worry about the person or the website or the Instagram account or the Twitter or what proclamations are being made or who's saying how you're supposed to feel or anything. It's for you. And it's for you alone. And it's for you to make your own decisions and your own choice and to be the director of your own film. And I highly suggest to those who just can't shake that shadow, who just can't shake that uncomfortable feeling at times when there's beauty all around them, that they try this. Kaya has an exceptional ability to get straight to the core. And I can't express enough how this works. And I hope that people do take to this and realize that it is frequency and that we are garbage collectors and we do take on so much and we don't need to. We just don't have to have this in us. So that's my story. I kind of spoke in code. But I will say that this is something that people need to do. This is something that people need to feel. And I don't know how Kaya came to find this and came to be with this. I've witnessed her over years coming to this point in her life, but it's exceptional. And it's not to be judged and it's not to be dismissed because it's about you as an individual. And it's about you getting back to who you are and where you need to be and letting go of that guilt and letting go of that shame or that regret or all the things that want to hold us back when we're trying to figure out how to move forward. So I hope that this helps whoever's doing it. If they fall off the horse, know that it's okay. You can get back. You have not lost it. And for those who have not tried it yet, you have nothing to lose. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Much love.